This is Memcare by Radio, a media ministry of Transworld Radio. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Memcare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
How does a person deal with depression if they are stuck in, as we've said, bongo bongo land, out there where they are working, away from their home country?
Right. I think there are several things that you can do when you're stuck out in bongo bongo land. And first of obviously, if they're dealing with suicidal ideation, they need to get out of bongo bongo land and find good psychological help, even if it means leaving the mission field for a couple months and then returning. But there are some things that they can do while they're serving overseas. One of the first things they can do is walk. I remember reading the book of an old now retired missionary doctor who struggled with depression. And in one of his journals, he talked about he would not ride the Jeep to the hospital, but he would walk, which meant walking 3 miles every day. So walking is obviously a good source of help. Another, like I've already mentioned, the Psalms. Mm-hmm. Reading how David was so depressed. And it's interesting because when you read the Psalms, most every chapter that you read, it ends with hope. It ends with, you know, God is indeed faithful. When I don't feel him, he's there. God is truly faithful. One of the ways that helped me was music. I love music. So I would listen to Christian radio, like y'all, you know, and listen to the songs, and God would just put oil on my soul through music. Someone said that depression is dealing with the emotions and the feeling part of our brain, and words deal with the other part, but music touches the same part of the brain as the emotions. So music was soothing. Journaling. You know, some people like to journal. Some people like to write poetry. Some people like to write music. And some of the great masterpieces in that field were written by people that were depressed. Another way is by finding what I call a safe place. Another way I think that you can do today is email a trusted friend. You know, we have Skype, we have email, and that trusted friend can be there for you and listen for you. And that trusted friend hopefully can see the spot where it's like, okay, wait a minute, you need to get some professional help. It's now out of my realm. Mm-hmm. And then I think ultimately, like we've talked about, rest.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to just stop, pull away, you know, ask God to give you one verse, like this verse that I just read. It was one of my anchors. Mm-hmm. And when I was floundering, I could go out and grab that anchor and hang on for dear life.
When should a person who's experiencing depression, they realize it, when should they seek counseling?
I would say if they've been doing some of these things that I've suggested, and let's say 2 or 3 months go by, and they still are not feeling any difference, then at that point, I think they need to find a professional counselor that they can talk to. Obviously, if they're acting out on suicidal ideation, they need to go right now to see a counselor. But if after, I would say, 2 or 3 months, they're just not coming out of it. Because sometimes I've seen missionaries stay, just keep struggling with that. And what sometimes they do is they'll destroy the very ministry they created. Mm-hmm. Because they get angry, they get irritable. And it's like when that starts to happen, you need to take care of yourself.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that you're walking away from your ministry for forever. You know, I had a client just the other day, and she talked about, she was a missionary, and she says, will I be able to go back to the mission field? You know, and I said, yes, there's no reason why.
Well, let's look at stress and burnout. What are some telling differences between stress and being burned out?
Okay. That's a good question. And several months ago, I went to the internet And I found a site that was called helpguide.org, and they had a great chart in there on comparing stress and burnout. And some of the things that interested me was stress is characterized by overengagement. Burnout is characterized by disengagement. Mm. You know, that's when they walk away.
Right.
Stress is characterized by that emotions are overreactive. Burnout, emotions are blunted. You know, stress produces urgency and hyperactivity. Burnout produces helplessness and hopelessness. You know, stress exhausts us physically. Burnout exhausts our motivation and drive, our ideals and hope. You know, and I say stress may kill you permanently and you won't have enough time to finish what you started. But burnout may never kill you, but your life won't be worth living. And sometimes stress is because we care too much. But when you're burned out, you don't see any hope for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are some of the main differences that I see between stress and burnout. And I see burnout as one of the twins of depression. I think they go hand in hand.
If you're depressed, you're also more than likely burned out.
Yep. And if you continue to experience high intense stress for a long period of time, then mm-hmm. you ultimately get to burnout and depression. And that's right. Where it goes back to when I was talking about you have to take that downtime and get unplugged from all the electronics stuff. And just like God says, just to be still
mm-hmm.
and know that He is God and let Him bring renewal to your own heart. And recognize that that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is okay.
I could imagine it would be very difficult for a person who's involved in Christian work, and maybe the work is discontinued for whatever reason.
Right.
And can that lead oftentimes to
yes.
Symptoms of depression or burnout when they see what looks like failure occur?
Yes, because, I mean, that work, if you've been that involved in that, it's like watching the death of a dream. It's going to a funeral. And so you have a lot of this unresolved grief. And say the mission agency has felt directed by God to close down that ministry. Now you don't have any place to go with that grief. Because
right.
you don't want to look like a backslider, that you're doubting the will of God. But yet, say, so where do you grieve? So many times then we internalize that grief. And when we internalize the grief, then it can ultimately come out as depression.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I will have clients where then we spend time talking about what that meant to lose that whole ministry and then how not to turn it around in your head, because our self-statements can send us down into depression.
Mm-hmm.
But how to turn it around and not turn around and blame yourself and beat yourself up. Because, I mean, it's easier for me to say, okay, yes, you know, I can understand why God would do this, but I should have done it that way. I should have been able to do this, you know, and all these should statements then just send me into depression.
Well, what are some good books that would be recommended reading for people who may feel like they are beginning to go down this road or would just like perhaps to read up on it so they can recognize the danger signs for their own life?
The best book that I have found that I always recommend to people in ministry, whether it's Christian ministry or just plain Christian ministry or missionaries, is a book written by Sheila Walsh that's called Honestly. And Sheila is in Christian ministry, and she talks about her own struggle with depression and trying to resolve all of that, of walking away from a ministry that I think she was on the PTL club with Pat Robertson.
Right.
And how that she had to walk away, and she ultimately was in a psych hospital for a while. And then how God has redeemed all of that. And when you listen to her music, you know that God was there. God was faithful to her. And that's the main book I recommend, is Sheila's book, Honestly. because it seems to touch the heart of that person in Christian ministry so that they don't turn it around and say, I'm a failure, now God can't use me. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there's other just the popular press, you know, have a number of books out there on depression. I also like there's a book out there, I think it's called How People Grow, John Townsend and Henry Cloud. And it talks a lot about, again, our walk with God and our well-being, our psychological and emotional well-being, you know, right. In those types of books.
All right. Well, Lois, thank you very much for being with us today.
I've enjoyed it. It's been fun.
This has been a presentation of MemCare by Radio. We invite you to explore our website further. We offer audio features and resources for the entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide additional answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.